Landry Show.
And going more than once in a week, I would try to do that.
This is pretty outrageous. There has never been a case.
I remember feeling the first explosion.
Now you're in a sort of diplomatic.
Oh, no, no, no.
To win hearts and minds.
No, not at all.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This show, Truth is Our Bitch. Truth is Our Bitch. Bitch. And we'll go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, to find it through the looking glass and beyond. Here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can go and get live streaming video and audio of the show right now. It is the right hand of God, you know, the right hand of the show. And when you go over to our website, you can watch live streaming video and audio. You can listen to. You can download the show the next day. You've got downloads of archives of the show. You've got video archives of the show. If you're a backstage pass holder, you can access not only our comments section, access not just the Phil feed, but also make comments where others may not. And you also have guaranteed email access to the man here. And not that it's any big deal, but. And other features of our website are open and available to you. That's philhenryshow.com. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We continue this hour with an interesting story, albeit a roundabout story. We're talking with Mr. Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley is a native of Chalmette, Louisiana, where he was until a few weeks ago following this terrible event, the BP oil disaster is what I'm calling it. You may want to call it a leak. You could call it a spill. You could call it a spit up. But it's a disaster. Mr. Parsley has moved to California with his family in the hopes that he can tell his story via a reality television show. But the disaster of losing a fishing business, a commercial fishing business, is such that the family is not doing well. And of course, the discussion we're having here, Mr. Parsley, and you can hear an ever increasing number of people calling the show and asking, what are you doing right now to feed your family?
Mr. Henry, I want to say that while I appreciate your offer, and I probably overstated my disdain for the job that you offered me, I don't want you or your listeners to think at all that I'm not grateful for the offer you made for work for me to paint your home and to do these other repairs that you talked about. But it's just that my family needs to eat.
And sir,
but before you say anything, just hear me out. My family needs to eat. My daughter got sprayed. And I told you my wife got smeared. And they've got to eat. And the only way they're going to eat, and we came to California for them to eat by way of a reality television show. I lost a 33-foot saltwater fishing vessel, Fortier. Okay? I was one of the top Gulf butterfish and Spanish mackerel, but mostly Gulf butterfish and red butterfish fishermen in the whole area. And if I can't, and they used to say, if Don Parsley can't get a net full of Gulf butterfish, then you might as well just fall on a rusty razor blade. So I've come out here because my family needs to eat.
You've said your family needs to eat now, sir, a number of times, and I've told you that your family can eat by way of this job.
This is a
ridiculous thing for you to keep saying that your family is hungry, and I keep saying to you that I have a job for you, or other people I'm sure would have jobs, and you're turning the job down.
No, I'm not turning the job down. I prayed to God, and He said, go to the West Coast. And a fat man, not a fat, and people laughed. It said, go to the West Coast, and a fat woman, there she'll be. Okay.
Go to the West Coast and a fat woman, there she'll be.
Yes, sir. Now, I understand that Harpo Productions is a reality TV production company. If I can find a way to feed my family, my daughter is laying right now with nothing to eat.
I understand that. So why are you waiting for a reality TV show?
When I came to California to eat in the way that you eat when you get a reality TV show.
Not in the way that you eat when you get a house painting job.
I had a house painting job in Louisiana. I had a house painting job in Alabama, and then I came to Louisiana, and that's where I was a fisherman.
And well, so you were a house painter?
I was in Alabama, but not in Louisiana. In Louisiana, I was a fisherman, because Alabama is a... I thought they were in. They're not an inland state, are they?
No, sir. They're on the Gulf.
Okay, I thought they were in.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls for Don Parsley. Still to come tonight, 10 surprisingly recession-proof industries. Let's talk with Patrick here in San Antonio. Patrick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, 2 points here. Why didn't this guy take the offer that BP did, like a couple of my friends on a Pascagoula did, to employ their boats to pull oil boom? And number two,
right? They're all full up.
They're still taking people on, depending upon what size boat you have. That's my next question. Are you into sport fishing or commercial shrimper or what?
No, it's a commercial boat. I got a 33-foot Fortier. It's a saltwater fishing vessel. But I mean, a 33. If you know 33-foot, that's not exactly the Titanic, you know. So a lot of these guys. 33-foot. Somebody boys got 40, 45-foot, 50-foot. You can pull a skimmer.
Yeah, my buddy's got 65-foot booms with trawler booms, 40 feet out there.
Yeah,
I think you're trying to pull something over on everybody here.
I beg your pardon.
And number two, you probably ought to talk to a psychiatrist because you're either really affected by this. Well, I say that because I just hear Mr. Henry's trying to help you out with about 8 to 12 grand worth of work. You can always get your wife to answer the cell phone or do emails for you.
That's a good point. Why not have
the job out in about 21 days?
My wife.
I know I could.
You don't understand my wife. She doesn't. She hasn't got the brain for these kinds of deals.
And what kinds of deals are you talking about?
I told you, television deals.
Your wife doesn't have a brain. Your wife. This gentleman said your wife could answer the phone, take the message. It's so and so calling. You'll get back to them.
She's not going to give me the message until later on that day.
Okay, and then what?
Then it'll be too late to call back. I got to tell you, Mr. Henry, they said that I'd come on your show, I thought I'd have, because I'm now a guest on a radio show, I would have people calling from the TV business. But what I've had so far, I don't think much of it.
Sir, this is a talk show. People call and give their opinion about what it is we are discussing. We're discussing your life, your home, your family, your decision to come to California and wait on a call from Harpo Productions as opposed to painting a house.
You know, none of my friends are thinking like that down there. Both Danny and Bob aren't thinking like that. They're running their boats. They're sucking it up and taking it in. BP's providing the diesel fuel, the oil, and all they got to do is maintain their ships. I just suck it up and go with it, buddy, just like everybody else on the Gulf Coast. And number two, you don't even sound like you're from Chalmette, Louisiana, because I've worked there at Murphy Oil. So that's all I got to say, Mr. Henry.
Well, I'll bet you your friends would like to have a job, would like to have a TV deal. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I worked in Louisiana, too, and you don't sound like you come from Louisiana either.
I told you I come from
You don't have that Alabama. French accent.
I come from Alabama, I said.
You said you came from Gulf Shore, then you said you went to Louisiana. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Alabama.
And then you came to Louisiana?
Yes, sir. To Chalmette.
And you went from being a house painter to a commercial?
I don't know. There's too many loopholes.
Wait a minute. I don't have the drawl. What do you mean I don't have the drawl? What are you, a dialogue coach or something? I'm a guy, like any other guy. I've got a daughter who's starving to death right now. And I said I had Slim Jims for, and I had people laugh at me.
Take the job he's offering you. Go back with your 33-foot boat. Takes people sport fishing out over there in Galveston. Run around over there.
Sport fishing?
You actually could probably ship the boat on a barge down to Roatan, Honduras. park yourself down there when the commercial, when the cruise line ships come in. You could take people sport fishing down there with the help of a Spanish guide down there.
Yeah, if I don't
ever think of that.
If I don't take a saber, a rusty saber to the back. You guys don't want me to wait for Oprah Winfrey's call, but this guy's got me down there. Peddling
rum. They're not going to waste your time with you. There's too many loopholes in this. They probably already heard this production, and they've already so many. It's like
they probably already heard this.
You know, you can laugh if you want, Mr. Henry, but this guy wants me to go down to the Honduras and get my throat cut in an alley.
He did not. He's talking about dealing with tourists down there, dealing with the tourists.
He wants me to get my throat cut in some Spanish pirate alley.
All right, listen, thank you very much. It was a very good suggestion, sir, by the way. You know, when we were down in the Grenadines, I saw the, there were people down there, all kinds of fishermen Well, there was one guy who was parked out in the middle of the channel, and as the boats came by, he'd sell them stuff.
He'd sell them stuff.
Yes! Hold on for a minute. I'll tell you guys a story later. 877, but it looked like a really good gig. 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls for Mr. Don Parsley. A man who, like so many people in the Gulf, is between a rock and a hard place. He's lost his commercial fishing business. Does he stay there and help with the reclaiming of the oil, or the cleaning up of the Gulf? He's here in California. He's hoping for a reality TV show. Somebody said, take your boat down to the Honduras. What does he do? He says his kids are, quote, starving to death. And yet he's waiting for a reality show TV offer. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. From the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to come back with Don Parsley here. Doug Suttles, BP's point person on the cleanup effort, toured skimmers in Louisiana's Barataria Bay on Tuesday. The type of equipment will improve. The techniques will improve as we go forward. All I can do today is fight this thing as best I can. These guys are doing something they've never done before. They're trying to clean up something they've never cleaned up before. They're going against something they've never gone up against before. We are witnessing, folks, what happens when man encounters an event that he is unprepared for and he has to improvise and figure out how to fix it. It's kind of like Apollo 13, you know, except we aren't talking about a space shot. And we're not talking just about three lives. We're talking about untold lives. And we're talking about the environment of this planet for I don't know how long. With me is, of course, Don Parsley. So, Mr. Parsley, your boat, a 37-foot fishing vessel, right?
No, I didn't say 37. I said it's a 33-foot. First of all, you don't call it a boat. You know, you call it a vessel. That's the thing that you didn't...
Okay, your vessel. You can't stick around and help with the cleanup?
No, they're all full up, I told you. And you seem to understand only what the callers are saying, but you don't understand how I'm hungry, too. I haven't mentioned how I'm hungry. My son came in. He'd been sprayed.
When you say sprayed, what do you mean?
He was covered in oil.
Okay.
He got coated from head to toe... black. He come in, and I looked at him. I said, you are all coated up. And he starts to moonwalk and all this. He goes, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's a thriller, thriller. He starts to do the thriller.
The what is it?
He started to do the song Thriller.
He started to do the song Thriller. You talking about your son?
Yeah, my daughter was the one that got coated. But my son did too, and I said, look at what this has done to you. It's made you into a racist. And that's why I had to get them out of there, more than anything else. More than anything else.
Because your son had been coated with oil.
Because my son and my daughter both. When are you going to listen?
Sir, I've been listening to you for the last hour and a half. You've had your daughter, you've had your son, and you've had your wife coated in, or sprayed, as they say, in oil. Dennis in Mobile, Alabama. Dennis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Phil?
See my wife.
Yes, sir.
Don, how long you been living in Chalmette, Louisiana?
In Chalmette?
Yeah.
About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
And you're originally from Alabama, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Now, how come you had to go way out to California to find work when you could have leased your boat out from BP and you could have went maybe as far as Texas or maybe up on the northeastern shore and found some work there? There's a lot of fishermen going that way to do their shrimping and their fishing to supply...
That's just it. I had to get away from the competition and find a whole new way. Because, see, what happened was this: as soon as I seen what happened, I said I got to get out of here. And that, my wife said, "Go as far away as you can." And I said, "As far as I can think is California." And that's what we did. And
said,
I realized
said,
once we got out.
You said God told you that there's a fat lady waiting for you out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God
there's
did.
No fat ladies around Chalmette. You could wait on for.
Sir.
No
you know
fat
the fat lady I'm talking about.
Met.
You know the fat woman I'm talking about. It's Oprah Winfrey, because we were talking about TV deal.
You sound
That's what we were
like
talking
the,
about.
You sound just like the balloon boy's daddy. You're telling so many lies. You're tripping yourself
right.
up on it.
Yeah, that balloon boy. You know that.
I'm not that balloon boy, Dad. That guy was a lying, no good.
Well, that's what
you're
doing right now. You're lying so much. You're tripping yourself up on it. You can't tell the truth from one second to the next.
Wait, sir. What sense does it make to hang around Chalmette waiting for a fat lady when the fat lady I'm looking for is in California?
Did
That's
she
Oprah
sing?
Winfrey.
Did the fat lady sing?
I'm talking about Oprah Winfrey. She may sing. I'm not familiar.
Well, you don't
Richard
get the point.
Heaney.
You don't get the point, man. You're a liar and you're a fake and you're a phony. You're tripping yourself up on your lies. You could have leased your boat
All
out.
You can do is call me names. You can call me names all you want.
You could have leased your boat out to BP like the rest of these people are doing. They don't want to because they can't fish or shrimp, but they're at least making money and supporting their families.
Because I had a better idea. We get a reality TV show going.
You're not going to get a TV show.
They'll be holding
you're going to get a nut show is what you're going to get.
They'll be hanging on for mercy as soon as I said, get that sucker rolling.
You know, we've had a lot of people say you are dreaming. There's a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. You heard that other guy. And here you are, you just hang on to this idea and hang on to this idea, even as you tell me your kids are starving.
That's how America was made, Mr. Henry.
No.
America was made by people going out and going to work, no matter what they had to do to support their families. They didn't run out on some dream. And
yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
We were talking about the Oklahomas, you know, back in the cowboy days and all that. Yeah, that was a dream. That's all they had to do.
That's right.
There are things around the Gulf of Mexico that you can do without running out to California and waiting for a reality show, which you'll never have now because these people are listening to you saying, man, we don't want this guy on our show. We'll never get any
That's right. I don't know if you're familiar with television.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
Okay, well, I'm out here now and I'm closer to it than you are.
Closer to it what? Have you had a meeting with anybody in TV?
I'm going to have a meeting with people at ICM.
And you don't want to paint my house because you're afraid a call may come in from Harpo Productions.
Yeah.
And you don't want your wife to answer the phone. Why?
Because she'll butcher it up.
You don't want to make $16,000. You can hire some help to help you paint that house, and you can sit by your phone, or your wife can sit by your phone, and you can still make that
My wife will... My wife will carve it a new ass. I guarantee you. And
boy, you got some love in your heart for your wife, man.
You really do.
You can't even teach her how to take a phone call. And
look, you two guys are talking about a whole lot of stuff. Look, maybe you two guys want to sit around and paint a house. Good for you, and have fun.
Hey,
me,
Mr. Henry offered me. I was unemployed for 14 months, dude. I was unemployed for 14 months, and if somebody was to offer me to paint their house for $16, don't you think I would jump on the chance?
I would not sit there. You were unemployed 14 months for a reason. You were unemployed 14 months for a reason.
I was laid off.
You turned down.
I was laid off.
Yeah, you turned
down.
You turned down.
I got laid off like a lot of people in this country got laid off of their jobs.
When Mrs. Winfrey calls me, you watch. Or should I say,
well,
you can laugh all you want.
You better, yeah, you better keep on praying that she calls you. If she calls you,
I called this show. Mr. Andrew, I called this show to see if somebody had money, and there isn't any. Is that it?
I offered you a gig for... Anyway, thanks very much for your call, Dennis, and thank you, Mr. Parsley.
Oh, you can just call me Mr. Heaney, then. Is that? I know that's what you want to call me. You want to call me Richard Heaney.
Phil Hendry.
Pig.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Prince says the internet is dead. How about that? I don't know. That's actually a story, and we'll be talking, not with Prince, but we'll talk about it. On the line with us is Don Parsley from the city of Chalmette, Louisiana, a commercial fisherman who is insistent on waiting in California for a reality show deal, even as his family is suffering from the effects of no work for his commercial fishing vessel, his commercial fishing business, and the fact that you have refused work to help in the cleanup, even though there are other men with boats who are getting money from BP to do that.
I said that they were full up, and they were, but my boat had, unfortunately, Mr. Interrupt, and I did not know that my boat had sunk.
And your boat sunk when?
When the oil had begun to cover the area, and all of the boats that were there were black with oil. You couldn't tell if a boat was above water or below water because of how black everything was. And I assumed my boat had sunk. This doesn't have anything to do, but the man who sold me that boat had told me that it was a freshwater fishing vessel. Yeah, the Gulf of Mexico is saltwater, which I had assumed. I don't come from Louisiana. I don't come from anywhere near the Gulf. I come from Alabama, but even if I come from Gulf Shores, but it's not really near the Gulf.
You didn't know the Gulf was saltwater?
I could not be sure. People told me. But I could not be sure. So that's when I said to myself, I prayed on it and prayed on it, and the voice came to me and said, if the Bachelorette, you know, if you've seen on ABC, that's a hit. I thought, you got to be kidding me. There's no way that's a hit, and I can't go and talk about how my kid got sprayed and starts to do all these racism moves with the oil on his face. That's when I thought we'd come to California. Okay, and I'm sorry, if I offended your listeners. I'm sorry if I offended you, and I hope I go to hell and burn. I mean, if what you're saying is true about me, that I'm not, that Don Parsley is a liar and a thief, all right. But I only did what I thought was best for my family.
I understand, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Parker in Odessa, Texas, listening on KFNA. Go ahead, Parker. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Parker, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Hey.
Yes, sure.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a few. Originally, I had like one point, but now I've got a few. Okay. First thing is, I guess, more or less strike one. I'm a coach, and I live in the oil field, you know, in West Texas, and
yeah.
The thing is when it went bust 6-8 months ago, maybe a year ago. These guys went out of work that worked for all these major oil field companies. When they got laid off, they went to driving a truck, a school bus even. There's guys that went to work at Walmart and
yeah, but
all this other stuff.
Texas. I mean, we're in the Gulf. We have boats, you know.
You have boats. You're calling it a boat now? Yeah. Is it a boat or a vessel?
It's a vessel.
Okay. If you're going to be a fisherman, you've already jumped on Mr. Henry about calling it a boat. So, and
that's
you're
right.
Calling it a boat.
That's right.
I mean, okay. I mean, I'm just making sure because there's some gray area there. Okay, and the other thing is with these guys, you're saying what's best for your family. You're doing what's best for your family. I mean, you're talking about a reality show.
Yeah. Do you not think that a television deal and all of the money that comes from something like that wouldn't be a great thing for your family? I think it would.
Well, I think you're talking about you want you to be first and your family second personally, because where I'm from and how I was raised,
my
family, where I'm from and where, how I was raised, and I'm young, I'm in my mid-20s, and
my family got, my wife got covered, and my son too. So I'm trying to get them cleaned up and get them out of town.
They're not soap and water down there?
Yes, there is, sir. But the point that I'm making is I wanted to get my family out of town. You know, you want to make a joke out of it, that's fine. About whether it's a boat or a vessel, that's okay.
I'm not trying to make a joke out of anything. I'm just saying that your family needs to come first. I mean, goodness gracious. Mr. Henry is kind enough, does not know you from any other man on the face of this earth, and he's offering to bring you on his property to paint his house for what, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000?
You know, everybody's been talking about how what a great guy Mr. Henry is, and nobody's even given me the consideration to say I'm sorry that your children.
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Parsley, people have been on this show tonight talking about your misfortune, but they're asking you questions that you can't seem to answer.
What questions have I not answered?
Well, you're talking about where you're from. It's either Gulf Shore, Alabama, Chalmette, Louisiana. Then is it a boat or a vessel? And your son got sprayed or he got waxed or whatever happened to your family. Somebody got sick. And when somebody says if your family is hungry and why don't you feed them, you say I'm waiting for a reality TV show deal while all you have to feed them are Slim Jims and beef jerky.
You take what you get and you run with it. I'm 28 years old. I live in Odessa, Texas. I'm a teacher and a coach, and I don't make a lot of money.
Kids?
I don't make a lot of money, but you know what? I make sure my son is clothed, a roof over his head, and he has a meal. I don't care if I get fired tomorrow.
You say clothed? Does that mean does that mean a tunic or a caftan, or what does that mean?
What does that mean, a tunic?
Well, he says he clothes his son. Does he clothe his son in pants and a shirt? Or in a tunic?
Yes.
Or a robe?
It's pants and a shirt.
Okay, that costs money.
It's his.
That costs money. That costs serious money. All I can afford
serious
a tunic.
Money, I can go to Walmart and buy him three outfits for $10.
What do you mean, that tunics?
That's all I can afford for my family are tunics. All right, so I'm even worse off than him.
Okay, so why are you waiting on a TV deal when there's money on the table and you're pushing it away that
right.
can help your family?
Exactly, and you haven't answered that question at all.
I do not understand that. You have to care for your family, number one.
Well, first of all, I'm in California now, so I'm not anywhere near any fish. I am, but my boat sunk. I don't know if you heard that part. Okay.
I did, and then you came on after that, and you said you talked to a guy, and then you assumed it sank.
I assumed it sank because I couldn't see it.
Yeah, because it was covered with oil.
Yeah.
And the whole Gulf was covered with oil, so you couldn't see anything.
You can't see if it's black. Mr. Henry, the Gulf is as black as an inside of a cow. I couldn't tell if there was boats out there or nothing.
Well, where was your boat?
Where I parked it, tied it, you know, to a pier.
And then it sunk.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well,
I mean, there's no, I'm not trying to joke here, but honestly, this is too fishy. I mean, I know a caller earlier said something like that. And it's
I
just,
get it.
I mean, it's real.
I get it.
No, to me, I mean,
no,
I,
he's not.
I, if it's a true
well,
story, I mean, I'm very sorry for you, but I do not understand how you're going
God willed
to.
You to be. If God willed you to be on TV, wouldn't you go on TV?
All right, this is enough of this.
What?
Mr. Parsley, if it...
Well, when I prayed to God, he said, go to California, there a fat woman awaits.
And he thinks that means Oprah Winfrey. I'm telling you that you're screwing around with your family's health and well-being. Go back to wherever it is you're from. Get your boat.
I told you, it sunk.
All right, well then get it out of where it sunk from and get back to the line of work that you understand, because you don't want to take any livelihood here that could help you. You don't want to take any job here that might put some money in your pocket. All you want to do is wait for the call from Harpo Productions, because if The Bachelorette can be a hit, then your show can too.
Let me ask this man. Don't don't you think, is this man's name Parker? Parker, don't you think my show would be a hit if The Bachelorette's a hit, too? The answer's yes.
The answer's no.
So,
because why are they going to give you a deal? Why are they, hang on, why are they, have you seen the ratings on The Bachelorette and Bachelor?
On The Bachelorette, that's number one of all time. But why can't my show about a starving child?
Why was anybody going to want to watch a show about a starving kid when they can see The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Boy, you guys don't get it. You don't understand television.
That's me, man. I don't get
it. I'm very young. I'm 28 years old.
All right.
And this is what's coming. It keeps over and over in my mind, going over and over, is people looking for a handout.
That's exactly it. Parker, thanks for your call. Let's take another call here. Todd, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I'm not looking for a handout. I'm looking for a hand up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's Don, right?
My name is Don Parsley.
Hi, Don. You were on the East Coast. I used to work for the Discovery Channel, and I could introduce you to the folks down here on the East Coast, but you're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called New Dominion Pictures. I worked there for 3 years. I was the location manager.
Nude Pictures or
New Dominion?
What is it called? New Dominion.
Right, yeah. It was the East Coast affiliate for the Discovery Channel, and I did the location management scouting for New Dominion.
I don't know about that. I worked
about 90 hours a week. Okay,
so California is where TV work is done. Not
well, I was
Virginia.
Born in Santa Barbara. I want to commend you for, Don.
I have to tell you, hold on. Virginia, why would I want to go there? Hollywood is where they do all of the television.
Yeah. I want to commend you for having a business model.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Because some people that have gone through tragedies, they're hurting, they get depressed, they lose hope. They've lost everything, and they don't know which direction to go. You went a direction that you chose.
I went to California.
You have a business model, and you're thinking is, if I get on radio, the next step will be the TV.
Next step, TV.
And I understand that.
Right.
I want to take.
But I didn't go to Virginia. That's the mistake that you made.
Yeah.
You went back east. I went west.
Right. Yeah, sure.
That's what you need to do.
I've made a lot of mistakes, and I'm actually listening to this radio program.
I think you have, because you wouldn't be in Virginia if you hadn't.
All right. Will you shut up and let the guy talk?
All right.
I'm actually listening to the radio program because I'm working.
Oh, God.
I'm painting in a house.
Okay. Painting in a house. The window's open?
There's no air conditioning in the house, okay? I'm painting the walls, and I'm fixing
Are the windows open, though?
Yeah. It's probably 85 degrees right now. It was 100 today, okay? That's not my point. My point is that, unfortunately, the reason you're getting everybody's calling, getting really angry and kind of argumentative and defensive with you, in my opinion...
Why is that? Yeah, why are they doing that?
Well... I think because you came on this radio program and you started to tell your story, hoping to land an interview with a television production company and have their reality show. Okay.
Yes.
And I understand that. Unfortunately, with the offer that the radio host made early on in the program. What happened, in my opinion, is that you've been trying to explain that if you paint the house,
you know that people. If you keep talking, people will think they're listening to Coast to Coast.
Well,
the way you're talking.
But see what's happened.
Just let the man finish. He can't finish with you interrupting.
This guy is going on and on about breathing the fumes of paint.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
No, no, no. He isn't. No, he's not.
You're afraid that you're going to miss the big fish if you go fishing for the little fish, okay?
So we tied it all together with my fishing boat, and I get it.
Hey, Todd, you know what? I know what you're saying, and all he wants to be is a smartass, but I understand what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. You know, start small and work your way up. And congratulations in your efforts in Virginia Beach. Television production is done all over the country, all over the world these days. There isn't any real center for it anymore. I appreciate it, Todd. We do have to take a break. 877-876-PHIL.
Boy, way to blow that guy off.
I didn't blow anybody off. You're sitting there going, You know, if you keep talking, people think they're listening to Coast to Coast.
Well, did you hear that guy? And unfortunately, as I breathe the fumes of the paint,
he didn't say anything of the sort. What he was trying to give you, a little bit of life, a little bit of life coaching, a little bit of life advice. That's all. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hi, Don. Unfortunately, out here in Virginia.
Well, welcome back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And David G. Hall was going to join us this evening, and he will next hour, but for a shortened segment, as we did take a little bit of time with Don Parsley exploring his problem, only to find out that he's, you know...
Are you kidding me with that guy? What? That guy thought his boat sunk and everything.
Yeah, how come he took so much time with him?
What do you mean I took so much time? But the guy, he sounded like he had a problem.
Oh, man, that guy talking about his boat sunk, his kid got sprayed, he got sprayed, come from Gulfport, everything.
Yeah, you couldn't tell that he was insane. He was insane.
Well, a few people thought he was insane. I thought he was a little mental. But it's a big story, and it continues to be a big story, and it will always be a big story. For as long as there's a Gulf, I guess it'll be a big story. I can now pretty much assure myself of this. I'm, what, 57? So I now know that at my age, 57, in fact, anybody listening to this show right now, just about anybody, the Gulf of Mexico will be a huge factor in every day's news. Well, maybe not every day's, but it will be a background noise to everything from here on out until the day we all die, this generation at least. From now until the day we die, either the Gulf of Mexico will be in the news or it will be the background noise of the news just about every day. Something with the Gulf. What's going on with the Gulf? Is the Gulf getting clean? Oh, the Gulf is now getting clean. There'll be a celebration of the Gulf getting clean. There'll be a coming out of the Gulf getting clean, a reclaiming of the Gulf. I mean, if we ever do get it clean. I'm looking down the road at a time when the Gulf gets clean, which I'm hoping it happens someday in my lifetime. I don't know. But you never know. You know, that people are always predicting the worst and then not the worst happens, like almost the worst. But then you realize, no, it's bad. But we actually remember when the Twin Towers went down. I don't think anybody thought they'd get that cleaned up in as quick a time as they did. It took, what, nine months for them to clean that mess up. I mean, I'm not saying that that's some kind of something to celebrate, but we, you know, the human race, when it puts its mind to something and trying to put itself past things, trying to move past things, trying to somehow make things right, we somehow do it. But this thing in the Gulf, there's no bad guy. There's a lot of sloppy, stupid people. There's a lot of arrogance. There's a lot of stupidity. There's nobody who wants to see the Gulf die. But here's the point. That's a story that's going to be with us for a long, long time. I guess that's it.
Well, you could have said that.
I did, okay? I'm just making a little bit more of a point.
All right.
10 most popular celebrities on Facebook. That's right. Who are the 10 most popular celebrities on Facebook? To the list of accolades on pop star Lady Gaga's colorful resume, here's one more. She can add the most popular living person on Facebook. She's not the top personality on Facebook, though, but she's the top living personality on Facebook. Number 10, Will Smith. He has 5.8 million fans. Number 9, Taylor Swift with 6.3 million fans. Number 8, Justin Bieber, 6.6 million fans. Number 7, Lil Wayne, 6.7 million fans. Number 6, Cristiano Ronaldo, 7 plus million fans. Number five, Megan Fox, 8.6 million fans. Number four, Barack Obama, 9.9 million fans. Number three, this is surprising to me, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's great, though, if you've ever did see it, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, he's got some good movies.
Well, Vin Diesel sort of appeals to the Facebook whole trip. Vin Diesel, 10.3 million fans. Number two, Lady Gaga, 10.9 million fans. Who's number one? Far and away, number one, with 5 million more fans than Lady Gaga with 15 million. Who do you think, bud?
Yeah, you already said Lady Gaga, right?
Yes, Lady Gaga.
Oh, it is Lady Gaga?
No!
No, man, who is it? Other than Lady Gaga.
Oh. Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond, huh?
It is?
No, it's not. It's Michael Jackson, Neil Diamond.
Why do you think Neil Diamond, man?
Well, I knew it had to be somebody big.
Yeah, Neil Diamond. No, no, not Neil Diamond. Michael Jackson, Jack Ball. Neil Diamond. Number one with 15.48 million fans. World famous Phil Hendry Show, back with David G. Hall and others.
Phil Hendry.
Neil Diamond?